Hey, Soul Play campers! We are back with our Soul Play numerology camp counselor, Charmaine Quintana. Welcome back, Charmaine.
Ah, thank you. I'm glad to be here because today we are going to be talking about your personality number.
I know. Can you hear the excitement in my voice? I should be a little bit more nervous after some of the things that got disclosed with my birth number. But here we go. Share your wisdom with us. Again, Soul Play campers, before we jump in, let me just remind you, in case this is the first time you're catching this, that Charmaine did this great ebook for us, and it's right there. You can download it. I did a few little graphics for it. It's a wonderful little starter book for you for numerology. And what we're talking about today is, what's it called again, Charmaine? The expression number or the
expression or the personality number?
Okay, and that
is called the personality number because expression kind of like, well, it's just not one that's totally used all the time, and it needs a little bit of explanation.
Okay, and that's based on our names, and you can figure that out for yourself, what your personality number is, and the people in your family, your pets, anybody that you want to figure out. The process is there in the ebook. It's really simple, and then there's some basic knowledge and fun that you can find out about each number. So if you add your number up and you're whatever you are, whether you're a 3, a 6, a 9, whatever, then you can find out some more in the ebook. So make sure you avail yourself of that gift that is coming to you from our numerology camp counselor, Charmaine. Thank you, Charmaine. All right. And so it's my turn. I get to hear your wisdom about my name.
Well, when we did this, I chose to do just Lori.
Okay.
All right. I didn't do Lori Story or Lori Story Bella.
Okay.
Actually, I did do Lori Story, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But most people hear Lori first.
Right.
So I know you're in work and you do Lori Story, but as a kid and as you were, you're in your family.
Right.
Hear the name Lori. Well, what does Lori resonate to? It resonates to the letter or the number 3.
Right.
It made me laugh when I, you know, and it made me giggle and it pleased me because the some of the keywords that go with the number 3 is they're optimistic, they're inspiring, they're outgoing, they're expressive, they're cheerful, they're charming.
That's me!
And I'm going, oh, okay, I get it. You know, and that is what vibrates when you say Lori.
Mm.
All right, that is the expression of that. That is the personality that comes through when we say Lori.
So,
Laura probably wouldn't work because it would have dropped it down a little.
Yeah, Laura never worked for me. People would call me Laura and I'd be like, uh-uh. But I have a quick question, Charmaine, because we figured this out using the letters and the corresponding numbers, what if Lori is not spelled the way I spell it? Would that mean a different vibration for someone else who's an L-O-R-I?
Yes. Because it, L-A-U-R-I-E is a 3, and if you L-O-R-I...
Right.
We then become 3, and you're making me do this really quick.
Sorry. Well, my sister-in-law, for instance, is Lori, L-O-R-I, and she and I have very different personalities, although, you know, there's some similarities, of course, but it's interesting to me, though, you know?
27, okay, Lori spelled L-O-R-I is a 9.
Okay, so a different, right. Different frequency.
Totally different frequency.
Yeah.
In the same family, 369, that's why you share them.
Mm-hmm.
They are very, one of the things about 3, 6s and 9s is they're very artistic and creative.
Mm. Yes.
And the thing about a 3 is they're very creative verbally.
Uh-huh.
You talk to a 3, they're wanting to talk. They're wanting to tell you, like, everything.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. It, whether it is verbally, whether it is written, whether they are being actors or directors,
right.
They're talking.
Right.
It's their big deal, right? And they, like I said, it is one of the most creative ones out there. So think about it. Threes are a combination of one and two. Ones are the pioneers, twos are the peacemakers. So let's put the two together and you end up with three.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it works together. And once again, it is it's an odd number. So it goes very, very well with your birth path, your life path number of one.
Right. Interesting, because creativity is at the top of my list with spirituality in how I want to be in the world, how I want my world to, what I want my world to revolve around. And those two things, the spirituality and the creativity, are really what feed me. And if I don't feel like I'm getting enough of those or making enough room or co-creating enough of that in my life, that's the fastest way for me to get yucky.
And when you think about the symbolism of three in other cultures, I mean, if you think of the Holy Trinity.
Right.
You think of the three of water.
Yes, I love water.
Well, think of water. It can be in three forms, solid, liquid, or gas.
Right.
It's a very prominent number in either spiritual traditions, and just think of in our world in and of itself. It takes a mom and a dad to make a baby.
Yes. Three. Absolutely. Well, that's fascinating. I love all of that, and creativity and co-creation through the Trinity. That's just awesome. I could really ponder that for a while. But in the interest of our Soul Play Campers' busy lives, we will not stop to ponder that particular thing further at this moment. What I would like to ask about, though, is the story. Just because the Lori story. So we had touched upon this in your basic interview where we talked about the whole of numerology and the ebook. But let's talk a little bit again about what happens when someone changes their name. I believe what you told us is that it's a layering effect that what's happening. So could you go back over that and then tell me what I've done when I add story to my Lori?
Well, Lori's story then becomes when we take the two together and reduce them down. It becomes a number one. So, Lori's story and a life path of one is like you couldn't help it. And what's interesting about the expression for Lori's story, the number that it is reduced from is 10, which is 1 plus 0. And 0 in numerology means spirit.
Oh, interesting. I was going to ask you about 0.
A spiritual application, a spiritual... You know, because zero is a circle with no beginning and no end.
Right.
It represents, that's why they call it in the old days, back in the day, back in the writers when they started, they called it the cipher, which they go, what's a cipher? It's zero. It's the number zero. Zero, like I said, has no beginning and no end. It is spirit. It is the one. It is the all in one.
Awesome.
And so it's number 10, any number with a zero, 10, 20, 30, basically is saying, this is spirit moving through this particular number.
Wow. So our babies that were born in the year 2000, Chester and Jeremiah, are they...
That was a highly spiritual year.
Our millennium babies. Different. Yeah, our millennium babies are peace-loving, spirit-filled beings, huh?
Yes,
awesome.
They are.
Awesome. So, again, when we change our name, we aren't really changing our essence, but we're maybe talking more about our purpose and how we've developed. Is that true, or?
It's an overlay.
Okay.
So, is Vela, was that the name that you were born with, or is that your...
It was. I didn't ever have a married name. So, Vela or Vela was the one that I came into the world with.
Okay.
And I think I'm a 7. I think Lori Vela is a 7. But I don't know. I had done numerology years and years ago. I loved it. When I first found it, I went, ooh, this is so cool. And then I just, you know, didn't completely forget about it, but just haven't really used it. So I love that you're back in our world and doing
Soul
Play.
Well, Vela is
numbers.
A number 4.
Yes.
And it translates to a number 4, which is, you needed that when you think about it. Because 4 can be and is a grounding number.
Right.
With your ones and your threes, you could, and threes especially, have a tendency to scatter their energies. They go, I like this.
and this. And what else can we put in this whole play camp?
Right. They can go off. They've got 100 different things going, and they don't always finish them.
Right.
The thing that they need then is, because they're so in love with life. Threes just love life. Love, woo, it's all good. It's all light, you know.
Right.
So the next number is four, and it has to bring it back in. Four is all about structure, discipline. It's the one that is a great manager. It's the one that is understands the need in our lives for discipline. Whether it be a spiritual discipline,
right?
Whether it be a personality, we need to not have this trait. We know that it is. We're a little bit scattered and a little bit loose, so we need to not be that way. Because if we're going to accomplish anything, we have to be able to see it through to the end.
Yeah.
That's what fours do.
Right, okay.
Four was a good thing to have. Because you had a lot of other stuff, but there was nothing reining it in. Grounding it. I think a four is a grounding number.
Okay.
All right. For you, like I said, Lori is a fun, is truly a fun name. It's a wonderful name because it is so childlike in its aspects. It just loves life.
Right. Well, and you know, it's so funny. I went through a phase, probably when I was about Jeremiah's age, you know, young teenager, where my mom told me that she had wanted to name me Julie. And so I got it in my head that I had the wrong name, that I should have been a Julie, right? It was sort of a phase that passed. And then later in life, when I started doing Lori Stories, even before the kids were all calling me Lori Story, I was like, well, Julie Stories is not nearly as nice as Lori Stories.
No, it's not.
And so it's funny that, and then too, I think I mentioned in our other interview, I did have a nickname kind of around that same time in life. And it sort of stuck around for a few years where a lot of people called me Louie. And I actually really liked Louie. I thought that was a really fun name. So it's fun to look at the vibrations of names. And we had talked about this too, where some people would call me Laura sometimes. And I was like, oh, and how when people call you Charlene instead of Charmaine, you know, it just doesn't feel right. But then sometimes a nickname can feel really fun and right. So it's interesting. I'll have to look at that. I'll have to look at, see what vibration is Louie.
Louie is the vibration of seven.
Oh, is it?
Spiritual number, yes.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you. My numerology expert whipped it out there for me. Well, that's probably why I liked it so much then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Julie was basically a form of Lori because it reduces down to three also.
Does it? Oh, fun. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So, like I said, it didn't, but the Lori worked for you better because they each come through with a different number.
Right.
Remember, Lori, story is a 10.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It doesn't work quite the same way.
Right. Gotcha.
I mean, you know, like I said, there's differences in all that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And to help you understand, you know, Vela works even though you don't work, it resonates with you because, you know, another step and another thing that we can look at when we look at the expression number is the heart's desire. And the heart's desire is based on the vowels of your name because the vowels are what gives sound and meaning.
Right.
So it's the soul of your name. So your heart's desire is based on your vowels. And for you, it's a four. So in your heart, you know that you took that. Even though you saved Lori's story,
right,
you brought the Vela with it because that, the heart's desire of that name is a four.
Wow. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
That is so fascinating. And you know what I used to say in my when I was just focused in my Lori Stories and my literacy work, which now it's funny how I've expanded because now as big as all that work is, it's just a piece of what I do. But I used to say that voils, that, no, I didn't say voils because that's not a word. I would say vowels, voice, vocabulary, right? Because without vowels, we can't really have our words, that they voice vocabulary. And what you're saying is that the vowels voice the heart's desire, which is really the vocabulary or the language of the soul.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's pretty cool stuff.
It is what, you're right, it is what will make you happy, your heart's desire, your inner self. Different writers of numerology books and theory
mm-hmm.
have those different names for it, but it still means the same thing.
Awesome. So this is a whole nother layer that we didn't get into, that you didn't put in the basic ebook, just because we wanted to keep the ebook super simple for you guys. But just for anyone who's listening and going, ooh, wow, this is really cool. Let's just repeat what you do. You take your name and you add up the vowels, because again, that doesn't change. That's in your ebook. Each letter is assigned with a number. So you add up the vowels, and then that is the number that resonates with what makes your heart sing. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Very cool. That is so fun. And I always loved how Lori, the way I spell it, has all the vowels but the O. And then I added the story, and then there's the O.
Isn't this interesting? So yes, I mean it is a name that sings.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. So
awesome. Well, thank you. This was fun. We love to hear about ourselves, don't we?
We do. And it was, I enjoyed speaking and sharing with this.
Great. And you know, Charmaine is available to you guys as well. You can hear what a generous heart that she has that goes with her wisdom. And she's just an easy peasy gal to talk to, just a pleasure to talk to. You don't have to feel, you know, intimidated in any way. Just get a hold of her. She's there for you. And like our other Soul Play counselors, you can find a page just on Charmaine right there in our library and in our Soul Play Camp. So Charmaine, thank you so much for being so generous and giving us so much wisdom. This was my own personal gift today, getting to hear more about what my name means. It's so fun, and I'm just really grateful for that gift. Very fun, and hopefully this translates out for some more of our Soul Play campers that can get more into their own numbers. And again, if you want to know more directly from Charmaine, get a hold of her. Gift yourself with knowing more about yourself just through the basic numerology you were born with. It's just fun stuff.
Absolutely, and you will find out just that little bit will give you an insight and a place to go, oh, that makes sense. Oh, that's why I am the way I am.
Absolutely. I'm really feeling that. I am. I'm like more accepting and more appreciative and celebratory of myself. And that's what self-knowledge and self-awareness can do, hopefully, for us, right? So awesome. And again, our Soul Play campers, our ebook, Charmaine's ebook, is right there for you for free. Great place to start. Just check that out. Get your main number and, you know, your main numbers for your birth and your personality with your name. And then go from there. If you really resonate with this and you want to know more about yourself, get a hold of Charmaine. So thank you again, all of our Soul Play campers. And for you, Charmaine, thank you so much for being part of our camp. Thank you for saying yes and for the lovely ebook and working with me on that and being so patient with me. And just really appreciate all that you do and all that you've brought to camp. Thank you so much.
Thank you.